In this bulletin, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg calls for the global economy to be put into controlled hibernation. Two Australian Border Force officers test positive to COVID-19. And in sport, Australia's cricketers say they're willing to take a pay cut to ensure the sport survives in good shape after the pandemic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is pushing for the global economy to be put into a controlled hibernation during the coronavirus crisis. Mr. Frydenberg has taken part in a meeting via video link with finance ministers from the Group of 20 nations about the pandemic. Mr. Frydenberg says the action plan on the virus should feature three stages: putting the economy into hibernation whilst quarantine measures take place, a coordinated global recovery once the health emergency recedes, and then a long-term recovery plan. He says quick, strong and coordinated action will minimise the permanent human and economic damage. The Treasurer is calling for the International Monetary Fund to play a big role. Two Australian Border Force officers have been diagnosed with coronavirus. One is in New South Wales, the other in Queensland. The ABF says both state health departments are providing the affected officers with medical advice and guidance. It also says contact tracing has been conducted with other ABF officers and other staff who may have had close contact with the infected people. More than 4,500 Australians have been infected with the coronavirus, with at least 19 people having died. The latest cases in Victoria involve three babies aged under 12 months and a one-year-old. Worldwide, at least 785,000 people have been infected and more than 37,000 have died. At least 165,000 people globally are known to have had the virus and recovered. The United Kingdom has recorded its highest single-day rise in deaths, 381 from the coronavirus. Authorities say the death toll has increased by 27% to over 1,700. The UK's Cabinet Office Minister, Michael Gove, says people need to follow social distancing rules to help reduce the risk of COVID-19.
The more we restrict contact, the more we slow the spread of the infection, the more that we can help the NHS build the capacity needed to care for those most in need. And that capacity is increasing. More NHS staff are returning to the front line, and more testing is taking place to help those self-isolating come back and to protect those working so hard in our hospitals and in social care. But while the rate of testing is increasing, we must go further, faster.
The United States has changed its policy on Venezuela, now proposing a transitional government and the potential removal of US sanctions, including on the oil sector. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Venezuela should shift towards fair elections to end its political turmoil. He says if socialist President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido cooperate, the tough sanctions will be reconsidered.
If the conditions of the framework are met, including the departure of foreign security forces, and elections deemed free and fair by international observers, then all remaining US sanctions would be lifted.
In cricket, Australian captain Tim Payne says players would accept a pay cut for the good of the sport if the effects of the coronavirus demand it. The annual announcement of the list of Cricket Australia contracted players has been delayed by the pandemic. Players in almost all other major Australian sports have had to accept pay cuts, as the virus means matches cannot be played and streams of revenue are drying up. Payne says players may have to accept less money to ensure the sport survives the pandemic in good shape.
I think discussions will start to happen in the next week or so. I know the first step was obviously the delaying of our list announcement, if you like. So, look, I think there's a fair bit of water to go under the bridge from a cricket sense, but certainly if things happen similar to what's happened in football and other sports, then yeah, we've certainly got to do our bit to make sure that the game survives and remains really healthy for years to come.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, cloudy, 25. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, a shower or two, 24. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, a possible shower, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, a shower or two, clearing, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.